the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Founding fathers, they did believe in gun rights, but they also want that to be balanced with public safety. Now, I know a little bit about this. My dad was a policeman in the 1970s and 80s, and most of the police in this country broke with the NRA because the NRA would not ban bullets. They used to call them dum-dum or hollow points that could pierce a policeman's bulletproof vest. They finally did, but only after years of fighting over this issue. Now, George W. Bush overturned the ban on assault weapons. Obama has to reinstate that ban, get rid of the high-capacity magazine. We're turning into a gun-happy, gun-crazy country.
There's a caller from New York who thinks last week's shooting in Colorado proves we're turning into a gun-crazed country. Colorado shooting is where we start another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's Doug Steffen here with a lot of great hosts like John Hancock and Michael Kelly, who here on this program talk to Missouri State Representative Stacey Newman about gun restrictions and bans being suggested following the shooting last week.
This young man was able to go and purchase this assault weapon online without a background check. He thankfully, that it froze. The FBI has said that the magazine wound up freezing. Otherwise, this could have been a far more tragic outcome than it was. Stacey Newman, what's next? Where do we go in terms of gun control? And is there a chance that this can be the catalyst to have a real conversation about these ridiculous assault weapons?
Well, let's hope. I mean, we have to. I mean, there's a point, I think, that Americans are faced with enough tragedies like this because you know there's another one coming down the pike. I mean, that's our experience. We also know that assault weapons are meant to kill people really, really quickly. And the more there are availability in terms of even their magazine rounds, we know this one was equipped with 100 magazine rounds in terms of the capability of firing off. We also look back into when, you know, Congressman Gifford was shot, it was a pause that allowed people to reach in and grab that gun. I mean, thank God there was a pause this time. But we're talking about assault weapons that have been legal in this country since the assault weapons ban expired in 2004. And it's time. I mean, it's past time. We start thinking about our safety and the victims, not just, like you mentioned, the perpetrator.
Yeah, and in the past, there's background checks. But in this instance, there are no background checks. He was able to buy this weapon online. I mean, there's no laws to deal with the purchase of guns online?
No, there isn't. There's no background checks like you talk about. But it's not just like one weapon that he purchased. If you look, he purchased a lot of ammunition. He purchased a lot of items, a lot of firearms. And, you know, they're available right now at gun shows. Gun shows are not regulated. The background checks are minimal. You can walk in, even in Missouri, and buy as much as you want.
Well, now this guy, though, there's nothing seemingly in his background that would have been flagged with a background check here. That's the concern, I think.
Well,
you get a nut like this. And, you know, there's evil in the world, and people do evil things because there's evil in the world. A background check in this case would have done nothing.
Well, the assault weapons ban would have done everything. He would not have been easy. It wouldn't have been easy for him to buy these firearms online. It would have been much, much tougher. And now you're talking about, we talk about mental illness, and we go back, well, now the person was deranged. Do you have to wait for the next one? How are you going to feel sitting in that next movie theater? How are you going to feel? My daughter was down at the Nelly concert. You know, 30,000-40,000 people, and she was a little freaked by the numbers of people that were gathered on a hot night. It doesn't take much imagination any longer. I mean, I got started back with Columbine, you know, and here we are 12 years later. There's more and more and more and more, and the fatalities keep going up.
There seems to be a short discussion. It'll last a little while, and then it goes away. What is ultimately driving this gun debate to go away? Is it the power of the NRA? Is it people's appetite to protect the Second Amendment? You're down there in Jefferson City living it on a daily basis. How are you not able to keep these stories going and find some type of real reform or some type of compromise when it comes to this?
Well, I'd love to talk about a compromise, and I think that we're starting to hear that conversation more in terms of even people who own firearms realize that assault weapons are meant to kill people really, really quickly, a lot of people. In terms of the NRA, we know that there's a lot of influence, and we know particularly campaign season, you know, from the White House on down, people are concerned about what that NRA endorsement means, what those contributions mean. And there you have it. That, I mean, to me, that's the guts of why people don't stick with this conversation.
Coming up, more from Aurora, Colorado, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special, starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm.
Come here.
Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Within 48 hours of quitting smoking, health benefits begin. Blood pressure decreases. Pulse rate drops. The body temperature of hands and feet increase. Carbon monoxide levels in the blood return to normal. Nerve endings regrow, and there's even an increase in the ability to taste and smell. This is why Dr. Stephen Lears, a member of the Society for Vascular Surgery, is an advocate for not smoking. Research has linked smoking to vascular disease, cancer, stroke, and lung disease. As a vascular surgeon, Lears has seen the damage done to veins and arteries from tobacco use. Nicotine speeds up the heart and causes the body to release fat and cholesterol into the blood. In addition, smoking accelerates the hardening and narrowing of arteries. Smokers are 2 to 4 times more likely to develop blood clots. Nearly 6 million people die every year from tobacco use, according to the World Health Organization. For information on smoking and vascular disease, log on to www.vascularweb.org.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
On the Talk Countdown, we are spending time on the shooting in Colorado. Here's host Steve Courtney with psychologist George Kohlreiser. They talk about what possibly could drive somebody like this to commit a horrible crime in this movie theater.
I suppose the question you've been asked for the last few days or so is, how does this happen?
It's a real challenge to know what was going on in his mind, but there are a couple things that are very clear. And number one is this guy was a loner. This guy had been going through losses. He was kicked out of school, losing his apartment, losing his girlfriend. This doesn't explain at all why he did. It only gives us an approximation. And the real issue is the fact that he could not create the emotional links to keep him anchored to the earth. What I'm most interested in hearing is what his relationship was like with his father. Hmm. And that does not, again, make a causal factor, but it is a key factor in violence. We know 80% of males commit the violence in the world. In hostage situations, in these horrendous school incidents like Alpha Germany, Columbine, etc., it is the fundamental lack of ability to create empathy.
You talked, George, about wanting to know what his relationship with his dad was like. His mom was a nurse in, I believe, the psychology or the psychiatric area of a hospital. Certainly she should have possibly some insight into, what shall I call it, a deterioration in his mind?
Yeah, the signs would have been there. The fact that he was a loner, the fact that he was so disconnected, And there was nobody that kept him anchored. That's the key problem. And people cannot kill people. That we know for sure. They kill an object. They kill a thing. So when he's in this identity of the Joker, he's wearing a mask. It's in a dark theater. He can't see people's eyes, people's faces. It's killing just a group of things. And it was either out of mad rage or mad grief or just possibly excitement, although that probably is not the underlying emotion he was feeling at the time. But we have to understand what it's like to kill a human being. You just cannot do that without some depersonalization happening.
And I have to ask you, too, about his Ph.D. That he was going for as well. Certainly, George Kohlreiser, in your area of expertise as well, and that's neuroscience, and he said something interesting about 5 or 6 years ago that I want to ask you about. But I want you to hear, maybe explain to me, and I know you've got a doctorate at Ohio State where you did your dissertation on the cardiovascular recovery of law enforcement leaders following high-stress situation. But here he is talking about some neuroscience thing that I don't know anybody understands what he's talking about.
I've been working with a temporal illusion. It's an illusion that allows you to change the past.
He's working on temporal illusions. And remember, this is 6 years ago. He's 18 years old. Temporal illusions? The science behind changing your past?
Well, I think what he's referring to, and by the way, the latest reports is this guy was not as brilliant as what he was initially projected. He actually flunked his exams. It means that in your mind you can change who you are. This is why him taking on the identity of the Joker, him wearing these masks, playing these roles, playing games that are he was obsessed with, apparently, can actually rewire the brain, and so his brain begins to establish a new identity. I think that's what he is referring to. That research has been around quite a while.
Here's host Megan Murphy talking about some of the copycats, or the attempted copycats, that have been stopped over the past week.
Three separate arrests have been made in connection with Dark Knight-related incidents following the Colorado movie theater shooting that left 12 people dead early Friday. A man made threats at a movie theater in Southern California Sunday afternoon. Here's WASD with more.
Witnesses say 52-year-old Clark Tabor made threats and alluded, of course, to the Aurora massacre, shouting, "I should go off like in Colorado, and does anybody have a gun?"
In a separate case, Global Grind reports a Maine man is in police custody after state police seized an arsenal of weapons from inside his car after a traffic stop on Monday. The man told police he had attended the Batman movie at the Cinemagic Theater on Saturday night with a loaded gun in his backpack. Police also found newspaper clippings about the mass shooting Friday during a showing in the man's car. And a man caused mass hysteria in an Arizona movie theater Friday, the same day as the attack in Aurora. KUSA has the story.
Witnesses say he appeared to be drunk, was acting pretty strange. Someone confronted the man, and that's when people panicked and about 50 people fled. No weapons were found on him, but he was arrested.
Police presence has beefed up in theaters all across the country because of anxiety sparked by the Colorado shootings. For example, the Los Angeles Times reports, police agencies across Southern California will have undercover officers inside movie theaters. Officials said they're concerned about possible copycats. But in light of increased safety measures, a writer for Movie Line says, "We will never feel safe in the movies again. You will suppress fears and go anyway," he writes, "because you can't let James Holmes win. You will pass through metal detectors and spot armed police roaming the multiplex lobbies and corridors. You will arrive early to get a seat close by an exit." The string of violent incidents didn't seem to stop moviegoers. The Dark Knight Rises grossed more than $161 million over the weekend.
Up next, presidential race is rolling again, no holds barred. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio. And we also throw in some television interviews as well, like this one from CNN. Dana Bash talking about Mitt Romney's recent speech where he went after the president on a number of issues.
Foreign policy is not a top priority for voters this year, so Mitt Romney decided to pummel the president on an issue they do care about, trust and credibility.
Exactly who in the White House betrayed these secrets?
Romney used his speech to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention to blast the president for a series of national security leaks Romney said were politically driven to help the president, hanging his stepped-up attacks on new comments from the Democratic Senate Intelligence Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein.
I think the White House has to understand that some of this is coming from its ranks.
Did a superior authorize it? These are things that Americans are entitled to know, and they're entitled to know it now. If the president believes, as he said last week, that the buck stops with him, then he owes all Americans a full and prompt accounting of the facts. The time for stonewalling is over.
That's the kick. Now the kicker.
What kind of White House would reveal classified material for political gain? I'll tell you right now, mine will not.
Feinstein later issued a statement saying she's, quote, disturbed her remarks are being used to impugn President Obama. Romney also served up a crowd pleaser for this audience of veterans, warning against some $50 billion in budget cuts to defense next year.
We're just months away from an arbitrary, across-the-board budget reduction that would saddle the military with $1 trillion in cuts, severely shrink our force structure, and impair our ability to meet and deter threats. Don't bother, by the way, trying to find a serious military rationale behind any of that, unless that rationale is wishful thinking. Strategy is not driving the president's massive defense cuts.
Despite Romney's aim at the president, the reality is those cuts were not simply a presidential strategy. They come from a debt reduction compromise Romney's fellow Republicans voted for.
Did we get 100% of the discretionary cuts we were looking for? No, we got two-thirds. That's better than zero.
175 House Republicans, 72% of them, voted for $110 billion in spending cuts, half of which come from defense. In the Senate, more than half of Republican senators, 29, voted for the cuts.
Here's host Dave Merlino talking about Mitt Romney finally sounding like a strong candidate after a speech
that went after the president.
I think he's sounding a lot different than John McCain. I think he's got the gloves off. I think he's sounding strong. I think he's sounding aggressive. And let's face it, this is what you have to do. You have to hold our public servants to account. I don't care who they are, where they come from, what their rhetoric is. We have to hold these people to account. And then Romney comes out firing, and this got the most applause. Listen to this.
In dealings with other nations, he has given trust where it is not earned, insult where it was not deserved, and apology where it is not due.
See that, Mitt? Keep the gloves off. Keep the attack on. Let people know how you feel. You can't. Unfortunately, politics is full contact MMA, man. And you have got to bring it. So hopefully Mitt stays on the aggressive trail. And I know a lot of people think, hey, this is a governor from Massachusetts. It's a left-wing state. He can't be a conservative. He can't be a freedom-loving, a liberty-loving guy from that state. I have a feeling Mitt Romney is a bit tougher and a bit different than people characterize him as. I just have a feeling. And here's why I'm more excited about Romney. I'm excited about Romney because we're at a place now where the nation has to make some serious decisions, and I think he's capable of making better decisions. But also, we're going to make this man make some decisions. We're going to make this man reform the entitlement welfare state we have, get government out of the way, cut government spending.
Well, you're welcome to call us now at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to this half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we continue the conversation about both the presidential race and the situation in Colorado. New information released yesterday about James Holmes. He had apparently sent a notebook full of details about murdering people to a University of Colorado psychiatrist and one of his professors before what happened last week. The package was unopened at the mailroom in the campus for about a week. It was discovered, and just basically Holmes did the inference. He made the suggestion, hey, go check this out. 800-510-8255. So what do you think about some of the latest developments there? And what do you think about the late developments in the presidential race? They're back on the campaign trail. You notice anything different? The suggestion has been made that Mitt Romney is becoming more aggressive. Here's a Kay in Ohio doesn't think much of that recent speech from Mitt Romney.
Okay, I'll try to be nice about this, but as a sister to someone that served in Vietnam, VFW members should not have even applauded a draft dodger. Mormons were the only ones allowed to get out of going over to Vietnam. Now his sons are helping him become a president, so they can't fight in Afghanistan while my grandsons are. Romney is an empty suit. I'd be leery of anyone that tries to hide what happened in the Olympics. As governor, he's hidden everything, tore up all his papers, no taxes. This man should not be elected. He knows nothing.
All right, so how did Obama serve? 800-510-8255. John in Florida is in the military.
Honestly, I'm at the point where I don't know which one of these guys are telling the truth, or if they don't mean what they're saying, and that goes for at least a lot of people in my division, which I'm not going to say, but it's just, you know, we need someone who's going to support us, the people, the military, you know, the everyday people that join the military to protect the other people that live in this country, not someone who's going to turn around and just basically give us the boot or and say, you know, we're going to let go 200,000 troops. Good luck.
800-510-8255. I guess my question is, why do we need
the 200,000, is it troops or is it people that are not necessarily on the front lines? Or in this day and age, do we need troops at all, given technology and all that stuff? There's a big argument about that. And basically, what comes out of all of it is that the traditionalists want to satisfy people like you just to have numbers in the military. When in fact, when you send, how many times have we been told we don't have enough soldiers to do this, that, or the other thing? 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter with information there. Send us some of your thoughts that way. But the email is a great one. It comes through, and certainly your calls. Estelle is one of our callers right now.
I'd like to start by saying I certainly do feel he should release his taxes, and really more than 2 years. After all, any American, when faced with any obstacle, if the government needs to look into your records, obviously they can pull up your tax return. Why shouldn't Mitt Romney be any different? Furthermore, he's complaining about the president, or basically looking at the president to complain about things that he's doing. However, he's not being forthcoming with his information. So we have to judge him based upon what he's been doing, moving all of these jobs and then coming out front and saying that he could represent the people and bring jobs here. We need to know how he can do that.
800-510-8255. I kind of want to know the same thing about Barack Obama, who promised to do the same thing. These guys are all full of promises, but when it comes down to action, what's the reality? 800-510-8255. Bill is in Pennsylvania with thoughts on the current president.
His foreign policy has been an embarrassment. I was prior military. I was in the Navy for 5 years and all in the early 60s. I'm embarrassed at this man here. With all the apologies that this man has made over issues that we should not be apologizing for, that's the first thing and all. We don't need to apologize for situations that occur within military applications and all, where we're guarding prisoners and things like that.
800-510-8255, the presidential race, and people basically talking about the Mitt Romney speech at the VFW, and then you get into the military aspect of service. Most men that are that age and earlier have not served. We go through this all the time. How many people have served in Congress or the Senate actually wore a uniform? Ted in Maryland thinks there's too much focus on the presidency when there are other problems.
I think a lot of people are focusing on the two candidates a little too much. I think the problem we need to focus on is the Congress. Something has to be done about the Congress. And if the American people want to continue sending these people back to office who are doing absolutely nothing, then that's the price we're going to have to pay for our future and for our children's future. The president can only do so much. I mean, whether it's Romney or Obama. I mean, it's the Congress that we have to focus our attention on. And I know Obama at one time in the first couple of years in office had a Democratic Congress, and these people, instead of them focusing on a growth agenda for the country, they were focusing on things like abortion and foolishness like that and got nowhere. And then the Republican Congress came in and did absolutely nothing. So is there where we can go? I mean, it doesn't make any difference, really, who the president is.
You think that's true? There are a lot of people who agree with you, sir, that it doesn't make much difference who the president is. In fact, there are a lot of people who don't think it makes a difference who's in Congress, because the parties are so rigged and so controlled and so corrupt. The system is so rigged and controlled and corrupt. Without some kind of revolutionary thinking and action, this stuff just continues, and we just waste, maybe entertaining to listen to people talk about it. That's what a lot of the news talk radio programs are all about, complaining about the system. Alicia, another Pennsylvanian on Mitt Romney.
Who gives a rat's ass how much money he makes? I want a president. I want a president that is going to do something for the American people, not caring about how much money he has. We didn't care how much money Kennedy had. Why care about this man? I don't even like him either. I don't think I'm going to vote for either one, tell you the truth. I know I'm not going to vote for Obama. He hasn't helped me. As far as worrying about how much money they have, that's a bunch of baloney. Worry about the economy. Worry about the jobs. Give it up.
Nice job, madam. And a rat's bleep is kind of where all of that stuff is. You're right. How about we have a discussion of the real issues? And why is Romney's money, other than just using it as a class, a way to break people up and not and talk to people who are not that educated? Again, you hit the nail on the head. And most of our earlier politicians were all people with money. They had the time and the ability to give to the country to serve. That's how public service all started. And they limited their terms. 800-510-8255. Scott in Virginia doesn't think much about Obama.
So far, foreign policy, we have a continuation of the Bush policies. The president, that is, denied and refuted the buildup originally when it was under Bush, but then when he was in office, he pushed it through just so that he could then take it back down again just before the election. That was clearly a political stunt. But yet when the surge was needed in Iraq, he fought against it. He was the Senate. It makes no sense. He's basically gone around the world making these supposed connections. His method of making connections with our I don't want to say allies and enemies, but other nations, let's say, that may have been neglected in the past because of their behaviors, the strategy has been to go in and say, you know, essentially, we're the problem in the world. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know how that makes us stronger by being a good, quote, listener. The reason he's a good, quote, listener is because he doesn't have a lead. He never led anything. He doesn't understand the economy. He's never actually worked in the economy. He doesn't understand foreign policy and military engagement because he's never done either.
All right. There's some strong feelings there. 800-510-8255. Say that again, Doug. 800-510-8255. Bo calling from Kentucky to the countdown. I see you're live on the air right now, Bo.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just want to know, you know, Gary Johnson is a viable, you know, option for the presidency. He has a really strong platform and everything, but why does nobody ever give him any play?
Because yeah, the news media, the news media is as rigged and corrupt as the political process is.
Sure.
That's
sure.
The answer. The news media is corrupt, period. End of story. Thanks for that call with a way for us to think about Mr. Johnson. He'd be an interesting candidate, I think. I don't mean Mr. Johnson. Anyway, 800-510-8255, former governor of New Mexico, Johnson running as a libertarian for the presidency. It's 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant Dale Drake, Chief Anesthesiologist, 8055 MASH, U.S. Army.
I think the creation of MASH units was a really fine move on the part of the military. They really served the purpose for which they were intended. It was a place that surgery, more definitive surgery, could be performed with qualified workers, surgeons, anesthesiologists, and so on. And yet it was only a few miles from the action of the war. At night you could see the flash of artillery and so on, and it just seemed like it was not very far away. I think that impressed me quite a bit.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry, calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen and the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the presidential race, latest wrinkles of the race. Stephanie in Maryland on President Obama.
I believe that President Obama is the better foreign policy leader. I think he's very wise. I know he does act more humble than Governor Romney. I think Governor Romney, he might be a nice man, but I think he does the things that Republicans want him to say, and I don't like the saber-rattling, this arrogant saying that Americans are better than other people and they should rule the world and they are always right. I think that's not wise. It doesn't make friends for Americans. I think it is time that we act the way President Obama is leading. He is very wise, and he doesn't just say anything. He means what he says. He thinks before he says things. He's sincere. I definitely believe that he is the better foreign policy leader.
And what flavor Kool-Aid do you like, madam? 800-510-8255. Marianne in New Jersey doesn't like Mitt Romney much.
I don't trust Romney on anything, especially foreign policy. He has all Bush advisors in his campaign. And in case Americans have forgotten, Bush's approval rating was not only low here in the United States, I believe in the 20s. Countries all over the world, including our allies, hated and distrusted Bush. Obama is not an apologist. He is trying to undo 8 disastrous years of damage done by the Bush administration.
And how are things with you after 4 years of Mr. Obama, madam? 800-510-8255. Greg in Missouri with sort of the same question.
I'm for Mitt Romney. I think he's the best candidate. I think he knows what's going on. He doesn't, you know, he hasn't come out with any lies. Obama's lied to the American people over 3.5 years. So how can you respect that individual to run our country? And I think he needs to, you know, they used to tell everybody that George Bush was a liar. This guy's lied much more, and he continues. So let's get him, America.
All right, let Connie in North Carolina finish off this discussion.
You know, Obama takes credit for ending the war and doing all that. With the war going on the way it was, as many years as it's been going on, it was bound to come to an end. If he was president or somebody else was president, it wouldn't make any difference. I don't see him getting a second term. If he gets a second term, if you think what happened to Bush, the second term was bad, you wait for Obama's second term. It'll be worse or just as bad. They always do the bad stuff in the second term because I don't have to worry about being reelected.
People want to talk about the Colorado shooting, so they're in the queue. We'll listen to some of them next. Some of you next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Putting a different oar in the water now on the countdown. The gunman, his name is James Holmes. The place is Aurora, Colorado. The event last Friday night has changed the discussion here in our country a great deal. So let's get back to some of that focus and your calls at 800-510-8255. Matthew in New Jersey, and a sort of complaint about all the discussion of the right to bear arms.
I'm a super, super conservative Democrat. One of the things I like about the Democratic Party is it's a wide tent for a lot of people. Like, for example, some people even voted against the health care bill because there are conservative Democrats as well as liberal Democrats. So I believe in the right to bear arms. I'm a hardcore believer in the right to bear arms. But what I disagree with is the right to bear certain types of weapons, and I feel strongly about that. For example, take, say, Bill Gates. Let's sound silly just for half a second for the public right now. Take Bill Gates. He's got a lot of money. Let's say he wants to go buy himself a nuclear submarine because he has a right to bear armaments. Why would he want to purchase a nuclear submarine and stab it? Because he could certainly afford it and so forth and so on. So in other words, it can become ridiculous. This kid, if I might go on just for 1 second, this kid spent $15,000, 6,000 rounds of ammunition, gas mask, throat protector, groin protector, shield. I mean, come on, he was dressed like a military ninja of some kind. We're talking about somebody who was doing something that was very extreme. I believe that we have the right to keep and bear arms. But I don't believe that we get to go out in a couple of months and spend $15,000 on 6,000 rounds of ammo with semi-automatic weapons and all kinds of stuff to go deer hunting. This guy was planning to go people hunting. And when you look at the way he rigged that apartment, remember, he's still within his rights. He bought all of this stuff legally. He had the right to keep and bear arms. I strongly believe in the right to keep and bear arms. But we have to think about it as a country. To what extent does that mean? Does it mean as my income go up and my ability to buy more goes up, that means I can buy more? My dog's bigger than your dog? Can I really go out because I'm a bazillionaire and go buy myself a nuclear submarine because I have a right to keep and bear arms and my house is on the beach and I want to park my sub out front?
It does get kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Richard in Las Vegas wants to ban assault weapons. Richard, you're live on the countdown.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I don't see any reason why we can't talk about things. I mean, we want to talk about reforming entitlements. Why can't we reform gun laws?
That's a great question. We can reform lots of different things if we have the will to do it. Help yourself to get that bandwagon going. I'd support it. Glenn in Florida on the Second Amendment.
You know, the way I look at it, right now you have to take a second look at the amendment because the intention was not to have military-style assault weapons in the possession of everyday civilians. I mean, that's the problem because, you know, you look at these gun shows that they have, you consider, you know, buying over the Internet. You're talking about military weapons like this young man had, you know, an AR-15 with a 100-round drum clip. I mean, those type of things should not be in the possession of everyday civilians because, you know, that's what causes, that's basically what you're looking at. You're talking about a person with a gas mask. He was fully armored. He had on, you know, he had grenades. Those type of things are not supposed to be in the possession of everyday citizens because those are military weapons. Those are for, that's the wartime. And that's the problem here because, yes, you can, people go hunting. They have guns. They have shotguns, rifles, and they go hunt, you know, for pheasant or turkeys or whatever. But you don't need to have these things in the possession, and that's the problem.
800-510-8255. All right, we'll wrap up what we have time for regarding the Colorado shooter with Steve in Wisconsin listening to WAYY.
I've just got two quick statements. The first one was in the 1962, I believe it was, our Supreme Court said that we had to take the Ten Commandments out of the schools because what if people would stop and read them? What would be the outcome? Well, they would have seen thou shalt not murder. Second of all, a quick statement from a leader of a country. He said, this year will go down in history for the first time a civilized nation has full gun registration. The streets will be safer, the police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future. It was by Adolf Hitler on April 15, 1935, when he did all the registration and took the guns away from the people, and we know what happened since then.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm betting this conversation isn't over for this week, but the Talk Radio Countdown Show is over for today. Countdown is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. This is a very stimulating, this whole business about what to do with gun control, very stimulating. I'm sure we'll have more of it later on during the week.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.